Southern California. Coastal scenes and opening title. Tsunami preparedness in Southern California. How to be more aware of and better prepared for the tsunami hazard along the coastline. The following sequence shows people on beaches and coastal shots of Southern California. Lori Dengler, professor of geology at Humboldt State University.
Southern California is famous for beautiful beaches, great ocean experiences, wonderful surfing, and also natural hazards. Everybody has certainly heard about the earthquake hazard in Southern California. But Southern California also has a tsunami hazard.
A sequence of shots showing tsunami hazard zone, evacuation route, and tsunami evacuation site signs.
There are a number of fault systems, both close to the coast and offshore in Southern California. And there are also large fault systems throughout the Pacific Basin. And so if you're in Southern California, you might be at risk of what we call a near source or a local tsunami, or you might be affected by a really big event happening far elsewhere in the Pacific Basin.
USGS research geophysicist Eric Geist sitting in his office.
There are generally two types of tsunamis we're worried about, transoceanic tsunamis. These are tsunamis that come from these massive faults around the ring of fire around the Pacific. These involve large magnitude earthquakes with a lot of vertical motion of the sea floor and can generate these waves that travel all the way across the Pacific Ocean.
Animation showing how a tsunami is generated. Mike Rose, Emergency and Support Services Manager in Dana Point, standing in front of Dana Point Harbor.
These events would create an official warning issued by the National Weather Service if those events could have an impact to our local beaches. This could be in the form of a tsunami warning, or a tsunami advisory, or a tsunami watch, depending on the level of severity of the event and the impact that is anticipated by that event. These types of events give us anywhere from 5 to 7 hours of response time before there is an impact from that tsunami, and gives us a lot of time to take specific action in our area that will be appropriate to protect the public's health and safety. This may include evacuating our low-lying and coastal areas. Here in Dana Point, it may include the harbor and our local beaches.
Ed Clark, warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service at the office in San Diego.
A local tsunami could be caused by either an underwater landslide or a significant earthquake that would be strong enough to potentially knock you off your feet on the beach.
Scenes showing people experiencing an earthquake at the beach.
If there is a local tsunami or a local big wave coming in, there's going to be no warning from the Alaska Tsunami Warning Center, and people at the beach will need to know how to respond. Either the water will either be going out, or again, if the earthquake is strong enough to knock them off their feet, then they need to head inland or to higher ground as quickly as possible.
Captain Larry Collins, County of Los Angeles Fire Department.
We also can say a tsunami is like a flash flood, or like being downstream of a dam failure. If you're in the way of it, the survivability is very low. The mortality rate is going to be very, very high.
Footage showing the Indian Ocean tsunami of 2004 flooding streets and causing major damage.
So the number one best thing we can do is get people out of the way ahead of time. The evacuation is, and the warning are clearly the two most important parts of this whole process.
If you feel an earthquake while you're on the beach, you need to get off. If you feel an earthquake while you're on the shores of a coastal river, you need to get off. And you need to stay off, because you have no idea if the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the eighth surge is going to be the largest. It could well be a period of danger that lasts 8, 10, 12 hours or more.
Steve Heink, Special Services Fire Division Chief, Redondo Beach Fire Department.
If you're a visitor to the coastal communities and you experience an earthquake, which you may have never experienced before, or if they come in with a tsunami warning, what do you do? Well, the first thing you can do is look in the phone book. They have emergency instructions there as well as phone numbers. You should know your evacuation routes. If you're in a hotel, they will all have evacuation routes posted. Know where your exits are at. If it's a tsunami and you can't get out of the building due to an earthquake, move to a higher floor. If you can get out safely, move to higher ground, which is 100 feet elevation or maybe a mile inland. There will be evacuation routes established.
Someone running upstairs, indoors and outdoors to get to higher ground.
The community members will know which way to go. Follow them. They will take you in the right direction. Do not go to the beach. You've had this warning several times. If you see the tide recede and you see the water going out to sea, don't think it's a great idea to go look at that. Because following that, once it reaches a certain point, there's going to be wave coming back at you and you will not be able to get away. You cannot run fast enough to get out of the way of that wave. It will take you with it.
Gloria Morrison, Emergency Services Coordinator, Hunting Beach Fire Department.
It could be catastrophic if we had a tsunami on a beach day, because on a typical beach day in the summer, we can have up to 150,000 people on the beach.
Scenes showing large numbers of people at the beach and in Venice Beach.
So after the earthquake in the Indian Ocean, we decided as a city that we needed to follow the National Weather Service program, Tsunami Ready. And as part of the Tsunami Ready program, we improved our warning systems. We have additional systems to receive tsunami warnings, and we have several systems like our sirens at our fire stations where we can notify people that there's an emergency. We have a mass notification phone system that can call people and tell them there's an emergency.
Shot of a siren and a woman issuing a tsunami warning. Scenes showing people reacting to the siren and leaving the beaches.
And what we want people to do is when they do hear there is a tsunami warning, we want them to take action. Don't hesitate. If you're ever in doubt and you don't know what to do in a tsunami, just go inland. Get in your car and drive inland if time permits. If it's a local tsunami and you're on the beach and there's not a lot of time, then you need to just walk across Pacific Coast Highway and start moving inland as quickly as you can.
Gracie Huerta, Public Education Coordinator, Santa Barbara Fire Department.
In addition to putting together a kit and a family plan, we want people to remember to practice their plan regularly and to reevaluate their kit at least every 6 months.
Shots showing a variety of emergency kit supplies.
You might have changes in your needs, in your family. Maybe there's been an addition to your family or there's been a new illness where you would require additional medication, which is why it's so important that people remember that they have to keep their plan up to date, and their disaster kit has to also be current. We work hard to help people become prepared for a disaster or any type of emergency, but ultimately everyone's responsible for taking care of their well-being and the well-being of their family. We are constantly encouraging personal responsibility when it comes to disaster preparedness.
Credits. Produced by United States Geological Survey. Funded by California Emergency Management Agency, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, United States Geological Survey. Project Coordinator, Walter Mooney. Filmed and edited by Justine Gazelle and Kurt Leflon. Music by Kevin McLeod. Animations provided by University of Alaska Fairbanks Arctic Region Supercomputing Center. Animation, Mio Aoki. Scientific Consultant, Elena Suleimani. Courtesy of Alaska Sea Grant, Alaska Earthquake Information Center, and ARSC, all rights reserved. USGS animations by Jacob D'Angelo, Eric Geist, Scott Hafner, and Kurt Löffler. Additional footage provided by Port of Los Angeles, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, UNESCO IOC International Tsunami Information Center. 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami footage provided by www.waveofdestruction.org, www.archive.org, and www.whizbangblog.com. Actors, Mark Berger, Laura Detweiler, Shane Detweiler, Mark Goldman, Eileen Haley, Tom Halley, Danielle McDaniel, Amy Padovani, Susan Rathbun, Aaron Stanley. Special thanks to Angus Alexander, Ed Clark, Larry Collins, Lori Dengler, Aaron Adinger, Cynthia Elliott, Eric Geist, Gracie Huerta, Steve Hink, Jeremy Kirchner, David Mallon, Gloria Morrison, Mike Rose, Jeff Terry, National Weather Service Forecast Office in San Diego, and also special thanks for their support to the people of Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, Los Angeles County, Orange County, San Diego County, and to Mel Zucker.